CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, will you? Come on, let's get going. I am telling you, the plane will get in and we won't be there.
Betsy, Bobby, come on, dear, come on.
Honestly, honey, you keep saying you're ready, but nobody gets going.
Well, I have had a dozen things to do, dear. I want to have dinner when we get back from the airport. It's in the oven, and I had to get Betsy and Bobby ready. We're all so excited. Except Bobby. You know, he doesn't remember Aunt Effie at all.
Well, honey, why would he after all? Haven't seen her ourselves since last Christmas. It's been almost a year. He was then what? Bobby, about a year and a half, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So?
Children, come on now. Oh, where is my purse?
Come on, you don't need your purse, will you? Come on.
I feel funny about seeing Aunt Effie again. Do you think she'll know me? I've grown up so much.
Yeah, I guess she'll know you, Betsy, honey. Don't worry.
And Bobby.
What?
Come here. Now listen, if Aunt Effie gives you a present...
Will she bring us presents?
I don't know, Betsy, but she probably will, knowing Aunt Effie. And if she does, Bobby, what do you say?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do, darling. Know. Now, what do you say when somebody gives you something?
Oh, Bobby, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and if she gives you something you already have, the way Mrs. Houston gave you the woolly dog, you don't open it and say, I've got one.
I got one.
No, you don't say that. You don't mention things like that at all, Bobby. Now, whatever you get, you say something like, thank you. Just what I wanted. I say that.
Oh, honey, never mind. Now, come on, will you? Look, you know Aunt Effie. If the plane gets in and we're not there, she will be in a
just
dizzy...
Just a minute, please. Now, let me get this straight. Bobby, now say just what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
Fine. Now, you remember that. And you give Aunt Effie a kiss. And be a very nice boy, or Aunt Effie's feelings will be very hurt now.
All right. Come on. Now, look, don't be at him like that all the time, will you? You know how kids are.
I wonder what kind of a present Aunt Effie will bring me.
I don't know that she's bringing any presents at all, Betsy. I just
you
said
if. You never have mentioned it.
I only wanted to make sure Bobby would.
All right, I know. Come on. Right. Let's get to the airport. That plane probably got in early, and Aunt Effie is just sitting there. I can see her guarding her luggage. Now, come on.
Lucy, if anyone phones me tonight, I'm not home.
Oh, dear, all week you've been coming home like this, cross and tired.
If you'd had my nagging backache with restless, sleepless nights, you'd feel worn out, too.
But why just complain of backache? Do something.
What?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Bobby, stay here by Mommy now. Look at the big plane.
Where did Daddy go?
He went to check on Aunt Effie's plane. There he comes. What did you find out, dear?
It's on time. Due in any minute.
Oh. Did we see it land and see Aunt Effie get off?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you stay up here. Now, as soon as it lands, I'll go down to the gate, see, and get her. Then you can all go to the car while I get her baggage. Bobby, come here. Come here, honey. See all the airplanes?
He has no interest at all.
No interest? Boy, I can remember when we'd go to the airports just to watch the planes, whether anybody was coming in or not.
Well, children are so used to airplanes now, they don't care. They're like cars to them. Bobby, never mind watching the grasshopper. You've seen thousands of those, huh? Come here.
Look at that one over there, Bobby.
Look up there.
A big one, huh?
Oh, Yes, they seem so big, too, when they're on the ground, don't they?
Yeah.
Why do you and Mommy always get so excited when you see airplanes?
Oh, no. Darling, we're not excited. We just like
Never
to...
Never mind, dear. Wax. Oh, look, there's one coming in. Maybe it's Aunt Effie's.
Bobby, come here, darling. Look, look, look. There's
yeah.
Aunt Effie's.
Right on time, Bobby. Yes, that bird's all right. Look, I better go on down
yeah,
by
yeah,
the
well,
gate.
Yeah, well, you might as well wait a minute until people get off. Then we can all wave at her, you
look,
know?
I'll get her. See, then we'll meet you by the airline desk.
Yeah.
And take her onto the car. You can, while I pick up her luggage.
Yes, yes, fine. All right, dear. You said that. Right. Bobby, don't you want to see Aunt Effie get off the plane?
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful to see her.
There's a fire engine on the airfield. What's that for, Mommy?
Fire engine! Where's
fire engine? Oh, never mind the fire engine, Bobby, darling. Look at the airplane.
Oh, darling, why do they have one?
Never mind. Oh, Justin. Never mind, darling. Now, the passengers are getting off. Now, watch for Aunt Effie.
There she is.
Where?
Aunt Effie.
Aunt Effie.
Wait a minute.
Where? I don't see her. With one?
In the white hat.
That's not Aunt Effie.
I thought it was Aunt
Heaven.
Effie. Look, I'll go on down to the gate.
Keep watching, children, so we can wave to Aunt Effie. I don't know, dear. She's with Daddy, I suppose. We must have missed seeing her in the crowd of people as they came down the ramp.
Mommy!
Where?
Mommy, is it with her?
Oh, where's Aunt Effie?
Yes. Where is she? That is certainly the $64 question.
What do you mean? Didn't you stand by the gate?
She didn't come through the gate. Did you see her get off the plane?
No, we were watching and watching. Then, of course, Bobby dropped his lollipop and it got on my dress.
Uh-huh.
And in the excitement of that, I just thought we missed her.
No, we didn't. I stood by the gate. She did not come through.
You must have missed her in the crowd.
Darling, I couldn't have missed her. I tried to find the stewardess and check the passenger list, but she disappeared and...
Well, go to the desk.
I went to the desk. A dozen people milling around. I couldn't get up to it to ask anybody
anything. Well, let's go out toward the gate again and look. Maybe she's still on the plane or something.
Well, I don't know why she'd still be on the plane. Everybody else gets off. Besides, you know Aunt Effie. I'm sure that she's been ready to get off that plane for the last hour.
Yes.
Sitting there with her hat on, you know, clutching her
yes,
purse.
Yes. Come on, let's go. Let's go out and look. Do you think she decided to come by train after all? Well, now, don't glare at me, dear. You
for
know,
Aunt... For I changed my plan so I'd be here when she came.
Right.
I was supposed to go out of town on business.
I know. Lower your voice.
We have spent the weekend and heaven knows how much money phoning back and forth with Aunt Effie making a million complicated arrangements involving dozens of relatives, meeting her here or there, and we finally get it settled that she would fly here directly by plane.
I know, dear. Well, I don't understand it at all.
Let's go!
Now, you just be quiet, Bobby. We are trying to find Aunt Effie. Now, just
isn't that Aunt Effie?
Where?
There, by the airplane, some lady. And it looks like Aunt Effie. Right there, Daddy, with the men are taking the luggage off.
Yes.
You know how Aunt Effie is about her suitcases. She's always frantic they're going to disappear, honestly. Aunt Effie!
Come on.
Aunt Effie!
Come on, Bobby.
But please be careful. I have another small suitcase, and I certainly don't want it all scratched up.
Lady, believe me.
I certainly hope you haven't lost it. I have another small one.
Lady, believe me. Your luggage is not lost.
Well,
it's all here. If you check it on the plane when you got on, it's all here. We're not going to scratch them.
Well, they are brand new. I lost one of my brand new suitcases.
Never mind your suitcase. Turn around and give us a kiss.
This small suitcase is about this big, and it has initials on it, ESW.
Oh, lady, if you checked your suitcase at the beginning of the flight, it's on this plane and it isn't lost.
Well, it's real leather. It isn't plastic, and I don't want it scratched, please.
Aunt Effie, for the love of Mike, will you stop worrying about your luggage?
Yes.
Give me your baggage check. I'll pick them up.
No, I want to make sure I... Well, oh, my goodness, is this Betsy?
It is.
Hello, Betsy, darling.
Hi.
Haven't you got a kiss for Aunt Effie? Betsy?
I guess so.
You guess so? Well, you just better have a kiss for Aunt Effie. Well, bless your heart. How you have grown.
You folks mind going on inside? Passengers aren't allowed to stand out here by the train.
Somebody might
get
hurt. I don't see my small one yet.
Aunt Effie, come on. Look, nothing is lost.
No, I hope not. My goodness. And, Bob!
Bobby.
Is it Bobby? Bobby, it's Aunt Effie, honey. Say hello.
No.
Bobby, give Aunt Effie a kiss.
Where's the present?
Bobby, really? Well, when we get home, you help me look in my suitcase, and maybe there is a present for you. They haven't lost my suitcase.
Aunt Effie, you haven't changed a bit, my goodness. Now, come on, let's get home. If you get in the car, I'll get the suitcases.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's that season of the year again when you will be called upon to contribute to your local United Community Fund campaign. When you make your donation, please remember that this is a once-a-year appeal on behalf of not one but many health, welfare, and recreation organizations, all working to make your community healthier, happier. By combining all fundraising campaigns into one, the United Funds save huge sums of money that go directly to help those in need. Remember all this when you give, and please give generously the United way. Speaking of campaigns, the presidential campaign is in full swing. Tonight on CBS Radio, hear Vice President Nixon and Senator Kennedy come face to face for the first in their much publicized series of discussions. Tonight, the subject is domestic policy. Join this history-making meeting between Nixon and Kennedy tonight. Tune it in on CBS Radio.
Betsy, where's Aunt Effie?
Upstairs, freshening up, she said.
All right, we're going to have dinner right away so I can get Bobby to bed. Then we can have a nice long evening to talk to Aunt Effie. Bobby, if Aunt Effie gives you a present, now you remember your manners.
Oh,
just
where
weird.
Is it, sir?
It must be here somewhere. I brought everything in.
Now what? What is the matter, Aunt Effie?
Oh, well, when you met me, he took that little airplane bag for me, and it isn't here. He says he brought everything in from the car.
That's right, dear. You did.
Yes, I did. I guess I did. I set it down on the baggage counter when I went in to get your suitcase.
Yes. Well, then don't worry about it, Aunt Effie. If that's what he did, we'll just call the airport.
Yes, that's right. Look, it must be there. They'll have it. I mean, I'll drive back and get it.
Oh, dear, really?
Now, don't worry, Aunt Effie. Now, just relax. It's so wonderful to see him.
Well,
at least it isn't one of your new suitcases, Miss Penny. You'll get
that,
it.
Dear. I just hope they don't open it up and snoop inside. I've got a terrible-looking pair of old shoes in there that I wore on the plane and then changed to my good ones before I got off.
Well, look, they're not going to be shocked, Aunt Effie, seeing some old shoes.
No.
So stop worrying about it, will you? Now, look, wouldn't you know I'd leave it?
Yes, that's your
sweet spot. Isn't that like me?
It doesn't matter.
Well, come on, let's have dinner so we can have a nice long evening to talk. There's so much to talk about, don't we?
Yes. Oh, goodness, it's so good to be back and see you all again. Well, here's something for you, Betsy.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Effie.
You're welcome.
Oh, you shouldn't have brought presents for them, Aunt Effie. My goodness, now unwrap it carefully, Betsy. Oh, it's such pretty paper, Aunt Effie.
Yes, save the paper, Betsy. It was 35 cents for two sheets.
My goodness, when you were extravagant.
Well, I made her the cutest little apron for when she helps you in the kitchen. I thought she'd love it.
Oh, Yes, she certainly will.
Where's mine?
Here's yours,
Bobby.
Honestly. Well, what do you see? What did Mommy tell you?
Just what I wanted, a present.
Bobby.
Oh, it's so nice to be back, but I think I ought to warn you. Alvin said, enjoy yourself, Effie. Stay as long as you like.
Oh, that's
good.
That's
wonderful.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.